Championship.
Yeah.
But Maya is presenting a trap in the form of offering relationship, which is not pure, which is not loving.
That is Maya. That is my own karma. That also emanated from me. With my cooperation, with my help, she has taken me so far. We don't forget that first my consent took me to this illusory world. None else is responsible for that, but my teeny freedom, free will, of curiosity came, took me here, of colonizing spirit. The colonizing that Maya proposed for a good colony here to me, and I was entrapped. I shall offer so many enjoyment. I came to enjoy and colonize in this new land, and I am captivated in the colony. My prospect was wrong. My plan was wrong. Design, I am captured.
Is that like getting married?
Getting married?
Yes.
Maybe something like that. Married. That is, of course, a majority presentation. Yeah. But there are many who even doesn't like to marry the renunciation, the mukti body. But they are also not of normal position. They does not want to marry. They want a dissolution in the Brahma-loka there. That is eternal sleep. No marriage question there. But apathy towards the cooperation with the loving principle, the loving region. No cooperative with that in the slumber. But not marrying. But rather the marrying on the opposite, to be married with Krishna. And marry means to serve, not only enjoying tendency, but in any combination, in any rasa, with the spirit of service, the service, the dedication, that is the criterion to take us up. The cooperation. Otherwise, we can destroy so many worlds, so many globes. I may not be caught as a criminal. The participation, inner participation, is as an instrument of the universal will I do. I have no responsibility for that, whether it's good or bad.
In the end of Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, as it is, the very last sentence, he says, when you attain Krishna consciousness, then the jiva attains his normal condition in the pleasure-giving potency. So I've always understood pleasure-giving potency was Hladini Shakti. So does the jiva in pure Krishna consciousness have some connection there?
So jiva?
The jiva in pure...
In pure?
Shuddha Bhakti.
Shuddha Bhakti.
Is there some connection with the Hladini Shakti?
But that the spirit of dedication can only take us there. Bhakti. Bhakti, prema bhakti. Bhaktaham ekayagaya. We can only go there through bhakti, not by karma, dhyan, yoga, anything of type. Bhakti can lead there. Bhakti means dedication, seva. The tendency of service can only lead us. The higher company, the company of a higher entity than myself, if I want, only through service I can connect with him. I cannot enjoy him. Mm. Is it not?
Yes.
Do you follow?
Yes.
If I want any higher connection, I can only connect with him in the way of service. I cannot, if I want enjoyment, that must be of lower status. I shall have to compel it according to my sweet will, then I shall have to enjoy. But higher company, which is superior to me in intrinsic position, if at all I want his company only through service, that is, by satisfying him, I can go to him. My connection with him depends on his will, not that of mine. So only if we like to go up, only we can do that through the connection of service, not of enjoyment, nor of renunciation or indifference. Do you follow the scientific basis of the service?
Yes.
Any connection with the higher entity is possible only when I want his satisfaction. He won't care to satisfy me. It is my earnestness to meet him. He is in higher position. But if he is satisfied, he may call in, then I can enter, otherwise not. So without serving spirit, no progress on the upper realm is possible at all. All the practices of shadow exercise, the taking the name of Krishna, but without the spirit of serving attitude, it will be only labor in the mundane world, in mundane sound. Atasri Krishna namadi no bhavet grajyam indriyai sevan mukhe hi jivadu svayame vasprat. Krishna nam rup gun lila. Krishna namadi means adi. Name and the sound, then the color, the picture, then roop and gun, his quality, qualification, and the lila, his pastimes, all of prakito, of higher type. And sevan mukhe, when we are in serving attitude, he comes down within our heart, and then from there to tongue, there to eye, there to feeling, touch, in this we can have his experience.
But doesn't it say, Shevan Mukhe Jivado?
Jivado, Jiva.
Beginning with
Jivado, in Jiva, the sound in Jiva, and the picture in eye, in this way. Swayameva, of his own accord, Spurati, he reveals, he comes down, the subtle energy comes to fulfill, to connect with the gross, and the gross, he subdues the gross and dances in the name dances in the tongue. But the electric connection is there. Then only, otherwise it is all imitation. And the crores of lives we may imitate without any fruit. Namakkhar bahirai bate naam kabhu nai. Jadi garibe Krishna naam sadhu sanga kara. Only with the help of the sadhus, the devotees, we may invite that something like electric connection that may connect with the higher place. And if he pleases to come down to connect with this body, then this body can work, can show bhakti. Otherwise, all imitation. The imitation won't take us there. So sadhu sangha, the dynamo is necessary to move the fan, to lit the light bulb. That is sevan mukhata, serving spirit. That is bhakti. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Christians, they want to relate to God in an enjoying mood. In other words, they see God as order supplier.
Sometimes, like, oh Lord, give me my bread. These are dua habits. That may be a trap also to capture the ordinary people that you would get bread, come here. Mm-hmm. And then they may educate about his higher qualification. It is may also be possible. Mm. Mm. To entrap them, such offer may be added. Oh Lord, give me my bread. That is not everything. There are other also advices. So you must do justice to the Bible also. And where we differ in the spiritual conception, we shall fight there. Not only in all places. Not only every a good priest by his sacrificing spirit Christ has drawn from the material world. There is God, there is something like God. Come to Him, try to come to Him. Then what is the conception of the God? Then we shall come to differ. He says the concept that fatherhood, we shall say the sonhood. And this consorthood. Not only fatherhood. Not only always in the transcendental heavy world, but we can have him as concrete in his own plane. In this way. Hare Krishna.
In one purport in that chapter, third chapter of Bhagavad Gita,
yes.
Prabhupada says that by recognizing the urgency of Krishna consciousness.
Recognizing?
The urgency.
Urgency. Yes.
In that way, one can regulate his senses. By understanding or feeling the urgency for Krishna consciousness, one can begin to regulate his senses. So I'm wondering how to increase that feeling of urgency for Krishna consciousness.
That is Sadhu Shastra Kripa. The scripture is there and the living scripture is Sadhu. Only by keeping his company through serving spirit, we can invite power from him, and my consciousness may be raised up. Confidence must be increased. Shraddha, faith must be increased. How? Where there is faith, higher faith, I am to imbibe from there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Mm-hmm. They are all hearing. They are hearing all. They have no questions. You are representing them all.
They may also have some questions.
Yes, they may have.
Yes, I have one question, Maharaj.
Yes.
The karma, when a devotee falls away. So many devotees, not so many, but a lot, fall away. And I don't understand how the karma for a fallen devotee works. Prabhupada writes in the fifth canto that it is different than an ordinary materialist.
Sometimes some men, they're leaving the mission of Krishna consciousness movement. They're leaving the mission.
Mission.
They're leaving
the movement.
Going away.
They fall away. So, Prabhupada explained that is different than an ordinary karmi.
Ordinary?
Karmi. Someone who is
materialist.
A materialist.
The karma. The reaction will be karmi.
Yes. That what happens to him, that's different than what happens to a devotee.
Again, repeat it.
Like in Narad Muni says, Chaktva Swadharmam Charanam Bhujam Hare. On that subject of...
Takta sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan apakku tapatit tatu jadi Jatta kava bhadrama bhudhamushchaki kubhata aptu avajatan sadhasmata. Barely we are, and a course of duty has been attached to us to lead to him, but very slowly. And have indirect connection with the Lord. Mostly, what is the need of our inner nature, we are engaged in that, recommended to engage us in that duties, but only having a very little and a remote connection with God. But there, what's the consequence? That sadharma means varnasram dharma. That is dharma artha kam. Dharma artha kam. Kam means sense pleasure. Artha means to make money. That is to make the sense pleasure permanent. The money, if I spend the money, I can purchase sense pleasure of the tongue, of the touch, of the ears. I can go to the music, I can go to the confectionery. So money means which can purchase sense pleasure. And then dharma, duty, that is to distribute sense pleasure to others, all material, to others. What is the result? That I am keeping it in the bank in the time of necessity, I shall draw the money, something like that. I am giving to this and that, that is, I am keeping it in the nature. And after my death, as a reaction, that will come to me again. In this body or in beyond this body, my ego will have them returned as reaction, whatever I am giving to others. But in terms of sense pleasure, all the dharma to come, whole thing concerning sense pleasure. And then the opposite is moksha, renunciation, to dismiss all sense pleasure in different forms, in giving to others, or in preserving, or in experiencing the sense pleasure. Then, here Devarshi Narada says to Vyasa, that what have you taught so long to the world, that is making much of this sense pleasure, either in direct sense pleasure, or to reserve it in form of money, or distributing sense pleasure to others in the environment, dharma artha kam, and a moksha, and you are speaking something to get out of it, but not of any positive gain. Withdrawal from sense pleasure does not mean eternal bliss, but there is eternal bliss, and you have deceived the whole humanity from the throne of the great Acharya. You have done downright wrong. In this way, Narada chastises Vyasadeva. Then Vyasadeva came to sense what to do. Takta sadharmam charanam bhujam hari bhajan apakkotho. You are very much particular. They must improve in a gradual process. Otherwise, if they march quickly, the possibility of falling down, keeping the enemy behind. But if he falls at all, what does it harm? And what is the good in this vicious circle, running in the vicious circle, going up, down, out, down, like a wheel, like a wheel. Wheel, a portion of wheel is going now, and next moment it is coming down, and next moment going up. Eternally coming up and down, what is the utility of going up, only to come down in the next moment? So, if for trying to come out of this vicious circle, he takes an ambitious step, and in consideration of the improvement in the illusion, he holds some contemptible position. It does not matter. What little he has earned, that is the real thing, and that will help him really. And this imitating and the false imaginary going up and down for eternal time, it has got no value at all. So one who has given up his householder's life, took sunnas, but he could not keep that life of continuous Krishna bhakti and Guru bhakti, Guru seva, bhakta seva, falls down, again comes to take and wife and house. Well, only the time between for few days, what he did, that is nirgam, that is not to be compared with any loss and gain of this world. What he acquired for 5 days or 1 year, that is another thing, quite different from the gain of this mundane world. That is nirguna, and that will remain permanent. Neha vikramana sasti pastavayu navidyati sabvama pasya dharmasya trayati mahatu bhayat. A little bit of that higher quality thing will help him greatly in the journey of his eternal life. But these things going up and down eternally, this has no value at all. Going up, no value. Again, coming down. Going up means next moment coming down. This sort of up and down has got no value. But in their consideration, a man, he took sannyas, he could not keep. Then he came again married, and the society rejected him. Oh, he is a bantrasi, he is firm. He went to fulfill his ambition, but he could not keep the purity of life. He has fallen down. So he should be above. But that has no meaning in this case. What he has done, he to take the risk. And if you cannot do whatever small you can do, you do in the right way. That neha vikramana sastu prastava sarpama pasya dharmasya tayati mahatu vayat. The service of this quality can save you from a great, dreadful future. Ho tattva sadharmam taranam bhujanghare, meaning that.
So, now, Yudhisthira Maharaj, he had to see hell.
Yes.
He is a great devotee.
Yes.
He had to see hell.
Yes.
So
sometimes what is taught, counting Yudhisthira or Arjuna, that should not be taken defect in their life.
Yes.
Sometimes to teach others, it is like a drama.
Yes.
So, in that example, what is taught, we shall take that.
Right.
So, Yudhisthira Maharaj, the truth, this Krishna is above truth, above law. Previously, just a few minutes ago, I told that the Krishna is above law. His sweet will is above law. The law is given by him to suit a particular stage of our life, and we must apply it to Krishna. When Krishna's direct order says, asks us to do something, a saranagata bhakta devotee will do that without giving any importance to the law, which is also given by him for the Dwar section. So, to speak, what is truth? What is truth that is to be analyzed, that is to be understood first. Krishna's word is the highest truth. Truth, everything means to satisfy Krishna, not other thing. His satisfaction, what leads to the satisfaction of the Krishna, the absolute authority, that is truth. And all other truths has been evolved to take us to the stage where we can do such percent for the all works for the satisfaction of Krishna. So that much value should be given to the law.
So
do you follow? Am I clear?
Yes.
To you, but not to them, to all.
To everyone.
Very good.
So, in the same way, we have to satisfy Guru and his orders.
Yes.
So, if we become disobedient to the orders and the vows that we have accepted in the service of Guru, what is our fate?
But we must understand the Guru properly, what he says. If we understand the Guru by saying such, he wants this thing from me, and I must do that. But if I think that by saying this, he wanted to mean, he wanted to mean so much, I shall do that. I must be sincere to understand the direction of my Guru. Do you feel?
I don't understand.
The Guru ordered a particular thing. One thinks that he by this order, he wants this thing. Another, in his heart, thinks, no, he meant this. The difference in the understanding of the meaning.
Yes.
Then what to do? Sincere, of course.
Yes.
Not artificial. Sincerely. Suppose he says, fetch some water from the pond. I went there, that this is not all right. There is another good water is here. Water. One and take that bad word, knowing bad word, he took it. The Guru ordered.
Yes.
Another thing, he wanted it for drinking. Mm. But this drinking water, man passing by, it will be better. Mm. I shall take that.
Yes.
This way it may differ.
Yes, but what if he says, at the time of Dika, he says, you do not take any intoxication, madda. And then the disciple, he becomes overwhelmed by material connection, and he takes intoxication.
Yes. Then the intoxication, to judge it very in subtle way, I shall say that there are many planes. One may feel in the who can carry out the order in different, in the higher planes also, the leaving the of intoxication, that is an external qualification that is not very important, you see, because if there be men who does not recognize Krishna but free of intoxication, we won't care for him. At the same time, a man who has got some habit of intoxication and he has got some faith in Krishna, we shall admire him. Devotee has got real faith in Krishna, but this bad habit, that will go, that will vanish in no time. But free from intoxication, but an atheist may be free from intoxication.
So how do we...
We shall avoid him totally. But this man we shall think to be better.
So how do we distinguish the Prakriti Sahajya? They're taking intoxication, mixing a Satstri Sanghi?
Yes. So,
we don't want to associate with them, do we?
If I got the inner eye, we can see that there was Bansidas Babaji. He was a bona fide devotee, recognized by our Prabhupada. But to deceive others, deceive the crowd, he used to smoke sometimes, and sometimes he used to throw the external skin of the fishes.
Scales. Fish scales.
Outside his ashram. The people may not come. To avoid the crowd, he used to sometimes this thing. So, we shall have to know more intimately about what is this. Whether it is his imitation to keep us aloof from the ordinary mob, or his attraction is for the food of that intoxication. That we shall have to...
If it is clear...
But generally we shall try to have it, both external and internal, both life pure. Mm. Internal and external, both pure. That will be good for us. We shall always seek such company. But we shall at the same time may think that there are men whose intoxication is of no value, but a very superficial position, but he has got high realization mind, realized mind, and so it is possible. Maybe. But generally, we Gaudiya Math people, we shall always, external and internal purity, try to keep up.
There was this poet, Ghosh, the poet, Bengali poet.
Bengali poet?
Ghosh.
Ghosh?
Yes. And he made some stories about Kali Yuga in the time of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Ghosh?
Yes.
Well, who is Bengali poet? Oh, Girish Ghosh.
Girish Ghosh.
Oh, Girish Ghosh, the dramatist.
Yes.
The renowned dramatist. He he made one drama about Chaitanya Dev. And wanted Bhaktivinoda Thakur to open that drama. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur hatefully dismissed him. No, I'm not going in connection of this also. The one Vesha, prostitute, he was selected to play the part of Chaitanya Dev. That one Vinodini. And then the Vinodini, one prostitute, he was to go on with the part, that is the, he would play in the form of Chaitanya. And he wanted Bhaktivinoda Thakur to open, because it is the drama and he's showing over the life of Chaitanya Dev. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, this imitation, awkward imitation, I want to come in touch. Then Ramakrishna Paramahansa, he went to see that drama and appreciated that lady very much, so much so that in the next day he went to see that Vinodini, that prostitute. Oh, you did the play very impressive. And she was very, ashamed. No. One can rouse a devotion in the heart of so many by shedding tears of these things when playing for Chaitanya Dev. She is not an ordinary person. In this way, she has Ramakrishna utilized him. But we are not a party to that. We don't recognize that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur faithfully avoided this sort of imitation. Won't help our real progress. Hare Krishna.
Utpata yaiva kalpate. Utpata yaiva kalpate. Shruti smriti.
Shruti smriti puranadi. Pancharatva vidhin vina. ऐकान्तिकी आत्यन्तिकी हरेक भक्ति उत्पादयैव कल्पते श्रुति श्रुति पुराणादि पञ्चरात्र विधि विद नेग्लेक्टिंग द एडवाइसेस ऑफ श्रुति दैट इज वेद स्मृति सो मेनी स्क्रिप्चर दैट कम आउट द अष्टादश श्रुति Cities at the scriptures compiled by the rishis on the basis of the Vedas to apply our daily life. So this is the Puranadi. So many stories of good persons have been related in some historical way. That is Purana. So this is the Puranadi Pancharatri. There is another scriptures coming from the Shiva followers. As Pancharatri, Pancharatri is there, Sattvic, Rajasic, Tamasic, Pancharatri. They have come with some recommendation for our higher life. If we neglect them and create ourselves a new path and show any extreme devotion, that is only an utpat, a disturbance, a great disturbance to the world that should be thought and dismissed. That is the purpose of the verse. Suti Shriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhin Vina Vaikantiki Hare Bhakti Utpatai Kalpati. Extreme, a new type devotion towards the Supreme, which is not sanctioned by the previous acharyas, that should be summarily rejected by one who wants this real good. Hare Krishna.
Since the time of Mahaprabhu and Sad Goswamis, how is it that this deterioration took place so quickly in such a short time?
Generally, we shall think that good things are very rarely to be. It is there. The scarcity in this mundane world, there should be scarcity of the good thing that will be normal. That will be normal. That in the mundane world, there should be scarcity, rarely to be found. How I think, higher substances are rare, not so cheap. Here, of course, in this mundane world, and it is chief in its own domain. So, Kala Dharma. Kala Dharma. Kalu Pasama Sanjayang Bhavishyami Sati Sita. That was inaugurated in a particular, the first part of Kodi. By Mahaprabhu, and we shall try to guide ourselves according to the direction, intrinsic acquaintances with the place, not any imitation or so. That we won't try to deceive ourselves. Self-deception should always be eliminated. Then, of course, we may hope a good future. Self-deception should be avoided. Kapatata hoide dur praveshe premer pur. If we can save ourselves from self-deception, then we are sure to enter very soon in the domain of love. Self-deception. Kapotata. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Jai. Yeah. Jidandiyati bhakti rakshaka sridhar deva
bhakti siddhanta sarasvati goswami prabhupada ki jai jai sivad bhakti vedanta swami maharaj ki jai tat sevak vrind ki jai श्रीधीर कृष्ण प्रभु की जय अन्य सेवक बृंद की जय भूत प्रमानंदी हरी गोविंद महाराज जी ने पहले
Should be given in the beginning. Well, it's in the end, you know, it's not like payment. Not in the end. It's very
awkward.
He's a great friend of mine, huh? He's enlightening me. So many friends, huh? That have come from so far.
We're very fortunate.
Hare Krishna. It's from all these devotees.
America?
America.
I stay in Vrindavan.
Never Vrindavan.
No.
Vrindavan, Mathura. Vrindavan.
Mathura Vrindavan. You stay in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Jagat Guru Maharaj. Jagat Guru Maharaj. And Gopal Krishna Maharaj in charge of?
GBC of
Bombay.
North India, yeah.
He was sent to Asia sometime by Swami Maharaj.
Yes.
A Punjabi gentleman, Indian. So Asia is pro-Indian. So Indian was sent there.
Yes.
Maharaj and another Yashoda Nandan, what is his name?
Yashoda Nandan. Yes, he is in America.
Yashoda is Canadian?
Yes, French Canadian.
French Canada. He came here, a good man, he was in Vrindavan.
Yes.
Now he's little indifferent towards his con, is it?
Yes.
I hear.
Yes.
But why these good persons? They are going heavy from his con. It is lost to us to consider.
We
hope they may come again and join his con and go on with the glorious work of Mahaprabhu and Swami Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Very grateful.